So the Mishnah said that one of the things that requires the Bezdin shall ayin aleph is ein moisifin al ha'ir valo azaris. That if you want to be moisif on the ear and if you want to be moisif on the azaris, it requires a Bezdin shall ayin aleph. The truth is, the Gemara Masechta Shavuos daf yud dalon amar aleph says ein moisifin al ha'ir valo azaris elo b'melech v'navi v'koyim gadol. Meaning, our Mishnah said that if you wanted to be Moisif on the ear and the Azorois, you need the Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph. And it sounds like that would be enough. From Shavuos Yudalid, we know that that's not enough. You would actually need more than that. Now, why did our Mishnah not mention all those things? Because Loy Al Zeh Anudan. And our Mishnah is discussing the amount of members that the Beis Din has to be comprised of. We're learning Sanhedrin. So you want to know, in terms of the size of the Sanhedrin, it have to be made up of 71 members. But the emes is that there were other Tanayim as well. In addition to the Beis Din Shel Ayin Aleph, you also had to have a Melech, you had to have the Navi, you had to have the Kohen Gadol, and you had to have the Urim V'Tumim. Toisvus and Masech Teshvus, in that sugya, the Toisvus is on Daf Tez Vava Mer Aleph, Dibra Maslo V'chein Tasu L'Dayus, asks Akasha, and that is that if you're telling me ein moisif in alo ir val azorois LLP that whole reshima says I don't understand when Aharon HaKoyen built the Mishkan, when Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, when Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur of Sanhedrin Dav Zayin Amid Aleph fame built the Mishkan, they didn't have the Urim V'Tumim yet. The Urim V'Tumim doesn't come until later. At that point, they didn't have the Urim V'Tumim. First, they built the Mishkan. So if that's the case, how could you tell me that you have to have the Urim V'Tumim in order to build a Mishkan? Well, the initial Mishkan didn't have the Urim V'Tumim. And just explain this a little bit better. We saw an Argon Mara right here. What's the Makar? It's learned out because by the Hakamas HaMishkan, it says V'chein Tasu, and Chazal Darsh V'chein Tasu L'Doyres. So whatever was, has to be. There was Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph, because Moshe B'Mokam Ayin Aleph Koi, so that's why the Doyres, you know, have to have it. So if that's the case, that's the Makar. You have to have a Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech. You have to have a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. You have to have a Kohen Gadol. Aaron's the Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu was also the Kohen Gadol. L'chatchila, design Yemei Miluim. Oh, but the Urim V'Tumim, there was no Urim V'Tumim yet. So if there was no Urim V'Tumim, Freik Toisvus Akasha, I don't understand how it could be that L'Doyris, you have to have the Urim V'Tumim. This whole Rishima is predicated on the Chen Tassel L'Doyris, and I don't believe that in the Mishkan there was an Urim V'Tumim yet. So how would this be negayah? So Rameir Simcha, in a classic Meshach Chachma, in Parshas Truma, says a beautiful teretz of Tosfos Kasha. And that is, be'emes, if you think about it, why was it necessary to have the Navi and the Urim V'Tumim? What was the purpose of the Navi? L'chayra, make sure you're getting it right. What's the purpose of the Urim V'Tumim? L'chayra, make sure you're getting it right. So fek Rameh Simcha, what are you both for? What do you need the Navi and the Urim V'Tumim? The truth is, Rameh Simcha says, you know, asks this Kasha, the Yerushalmi asks Kasha. It's in Masechta Sanhedrin, it's in our sugya right here. Perek Aleph, Masechta Sanhedrin, Alocha Gimel. Amar Rab Zera, Toni Taman. There's a braisa that they say over in Bavel, right? Reb Zera was in Eretz Yisrael, Bavel Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Zera says there's a braisa where they say, Navi Yeshkan, Urim V'Tumim, Lama Ani Tzarech. They never understood this halacha. Because if you have a Navi, why would you need Urim V'Tumim? Ashkach Tani, but then he said, then there was another braisa that I also found that says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no, Tzarech Urim V'Tumim. But the braisa that Reb Zera was fakoifing in Eretz Yisrael, that he knew from Bavel, already asked this kasha. If you have the Navi, vas taf min habin the Urim V'Tumim? So Meir Simcha said, Dovin nif, v'ruyin hadvarim l'mishamim. He said, maybe the pshad is based on the Gemara Masechtes Yuma, that find Gimel Amidbeis. The Gemara over there talks about the greatness of the Urim V'Tumim. That's the sugya of Urim V'Tumim. Yuma Dafayin Gimel. Says the Gemara, even though a Navi, when he says a Navua, it's possible that that Navua would be Chazeres, or be Gzeres Urim V'Tumim Eino Chazeres. But if the Urim V'Tumim said something's going to happen, it always happened. Because it says B'Mishpat Urim, and the Urim V'Tumim, when it says something, it's a Mishpat, it's like a Psak, it's a Gemar Din. And once Bezdin Paskins, they Paskin, it's too late, you can't unwind it. So the Urim V'Tumim, what it said was a Mishpat. Says Ramei Simcha, it's Yitochen. It's Yitachin. That the reason there was a Navi and an Urim V'Tumim was because at the end of the day, the Navua of the Navi is not ironclad. A Navi could say a Navua sometimes, and Lav Davka, 100% it's going to play itself out. it's for that reason, benoisif to the Navi, you want to have the Urim V'Tumim, because the Urim V'Tumim, gzeiras Urim V'Tumim, ene chazeres, shenemar b'mishpat Urim. So the Milo, the reason to have the Urim V'Tumim, benoisif to the fact that you already have the Navi, is because the Navi, it's lav dafka. You need nevuah, you need a nevuah that's l'doiris, that you know for sure is this is the way it is, and there's no strings attached to it. Oh, but by the nevuah of the Navi, there are strings attached. Oh, but once it comes to the Urim V'Tumim, then enochinami, then there aren't going to be strings attached. He says, we know the Rambam says that when a Navi said a nevuah, sometimes it could happen, sometimes it cannot happen. Incidentally, the Rambam says it's only a nevuah ra, that sometimes it's chayzeres, sometimes not chayzeres. A nevuah taiva is never chayzeres. Oh, but sometimes al kapanim a nevuah ra could be chayzeres or not. But when it comes to nevuah, Moshe says Ramei Simcha, it's pasha to me that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was shechina medaberes mitoich groina, Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Gemara says was bas baklaria meira, Moshe Rabbeinu, where we know all the neviim were nisnava b'koyam Mar Hashem, but Moshe Rabbeinu was zehadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu, who so clearly he was able to point with his finger, Moshe who's ponim al ponim, Moshe who's nigash al harafel, Moshe Rabbeinu whose nevuah was on a higher madrega. It's pasha, says Ramei Simcha, that his nevuah, there was no possibility for there ever to be a chazara. Is Yesh Shloim Azak Ramei Simcha? The reason you need the Urim V'Tumim is because the nevuah of the Navi is ponim chayzeres. But Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is never chayzeres. So Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah had yet a mile of the Urim V'Tumim. Is Zokra Meir Simcha Lefizet? That's the teretz. By Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't need the Urim V'Tumim, because the whole mile of the Urim V'Tumim is to make sure it's going to play itself out. If Moshe Rabbeinu says it, it's automatically going to play itself out. And if that's the case, you don't need it. Listen to the way Ramei Simcha says this. V'nir l'dayti, the milus Moshe shenisnave b'zeh adover, shedvarav einam yichaylam lisbatel, v'zeh umi nitzchi esatoyra, v'gam zeh rosay einoy choyzer, l'chein kishe yotzol l'molchama, l'ay nimlechu b'urim v'tomen, ayin zan hejen tazayim b'zeh, v'lochein net, right? That's why, what's he adding? He's adding, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, you never find how to ask the Urim V'Tumim. When Moshe Rabbeinu, in our daf, tells Yeshua ben Nun that when you're going to go to war, ask the Urim V'Tumim. That's what he means, right? Ramei Simcha, imams have to be medayik every word. He's telling it, why was it nischadish by Yeshua? Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need the Urim V'Tumim. V'lochein nema b'shal teire zehadav. U'kshayim Moshe. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need the Urim V'Tumim l'kiddush HaMishkan. The nevuas Moshe who kemoi Urim V'Tumim v'doik ki hu inyan nifla b'siyata d'shmai. Meisumcha was so pumped with this chiddush. He says, "V'doyki u inyan nifla b'siyata d'shmai." Moshe Rabbeinu's kiddush of the Mishkan didn't need Urim V'Tumim. That's the teretz of Tosfos Kash and Shavuos Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he goes to war, doesn't need Urim V'Tumim. That's why it's nischadish. We are in Parshas Pinchas. Vayismoich Moshe es Yeshua, when he gives smicha to Yeshua, now it's going to be nischadish that you have to ask the Urim V'Tumim. Because as it relates to Moshe Rabbeinu Alei, you're not going to need the Urim V'Tumim. And what's it based on? Because the mile of Urim V'Tumim is that the nevuah is lefamim chayzeres. But Moshe Rabbeinu is zeh hadavar, and being that it's zeh hadavar, it's never chayzeres. It's just kedai to mention that this Ramei Simcha, where Ramei Simcha says in his own words, v'doiki hu inyan nifla b'siyata d'shmaya, is mamish 180 degrees fakert from a Noida B'Yehuda in the Tzlach that we mentioned a few times over the years. The Tzlach is in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa. And the Gemara says that really it was Ruyin Hoy in Yisrael, that they should have had miracles when they entered Eretz Yisrael after Bayis Sheni, the same way that they had when they entered Bayis Rishon. Right, when they didn't enter Eretz Yisrael the first time, the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, there were Nisim and the Flois. But when they went Bimei Koresh, it wasn't on the same level. And it really could have, would have, should have been this way. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said in Nevuah, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Konisa. Ad Yavar is Birishoyna, Ad Yavar is Birishniya. There's a hekesh between the two, which teaches us that really the Birishniya should have been like the Birishniya. So why was it not that way? Why didn't it play itself out that way? The reason is because of Garam Achet, because Chai Yisrael did Averis. And because they did Averis, it's for that reason it didn't break the Noi Debihud. And really, the Lacha Mishnah already, the Noi Sekelim, asked this kasha on the Rambam. They all ask that the Rambam says, we just mentioned the Rambam, that if a Navi said a Nevuah Ra, the Ebishter could be Chayzer from the Nevuah. But if a Navi says a Nevuah Toiva, the Ebishter can't be Chayzer from that Nevuah. So if that's the case, Frey and everybody, all the Achroinim, that I don't understand this Gemara. If there was a Nevuah the Toiva from Moshe Rabbeinu of Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Konisa, that we're going to have Nisan, who cares it was Garim Achet? Once there's a Nevuah, at that point, it's already too late. This is the kasha that everybody has. Says the Noi de Behuda, I'll tell you a Dover Chadash. I want to say that this, that a Nevuah Toiva, the Rambam says, the Ebishter can't be Chayzer from, that's only true That only true says the Noida Yehuda for Shara Nevi'im. But when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, even his Nevuah Toiva, the Eibishter could be chayzer from. He says, why? I'll tell you why. Because take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, what's the reason that when a Navi says a Nevuah Toiva, the Eibishter can't be chayzer? He says, because if not, how are you going to ever know if a Navi's right? How do you know if a Navi's right? He has to make a moithis, and he has to get it right. But if the Navi has the card that he uses, God changed his mind. Okay, so you'll never know if a Navi's right. So it says, Rameyah Simcha, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, V'gam b'cho yaminu la'olam. They were made, the Torah was made, that by Moshe Rabbeinu, that everyone always, so Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need rayas. V'gam b'cho yaminu la'olam. So Zok, the Noida B'Yehuda and Slach, that it could be, when it comes to Nevuas Moshe, even a Nevuah L'Toyv Deibish, that could be Chayzer. This is the exact opposite of what Rameyah Simcha says. Rene Simcha says that the Rambam shtal the Vekah Shulchan Aruch, that a Nevuah Ra Debesh can be chayzer from, a Nevuah Taib Debesh can't be chayzer from. Oh, but Moshe Rabbeinu Zeh HaDavar, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nitzchias HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, even his Nevuah Ra, every Nevuah, every word that comes out of Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach Nitzach, and no such thing that Moshe had said something, and Debesh is going to be chayzer. That's why you don't need Urim V'Tumim by Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Ma'ayat Urim V'Tumim is Yumayim Gimel HaMavetz. The Noi Debi Yehuda said just the opposite. He said that when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, even the Nevuah Taib for Debesh to go be chayzer. Because the whole reason that David's not chayzer for Nevuah Toiv is because Eichi Bachin Anavi. Oh, but when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'gam B'chay Yaminu Lo'ilam, and being that V'gam B'chay Yaminu Lo'ilam, this is not something that we need. If this is not something we need, so it's for that reason, this is not something we have to worry about.